seems to be a very frequent occurrence. Look, not speaking about any incident in particular or singling anyone out, but in general, it seems to be increasing. And look, we always call for, we're looking for more training. You can see the traffic core numbers have decreased a lot, nearly half since 2012. So we'd be looking for far more members in the traffic corps to police incidents such as, in general, such as this. If you have people, and particularly on motorbikes, seems to be a serious problem at the moment, and it's just the clamp down and the trained members to be able to intercept these people on these motorcycles and just implement the law, because at the moment it seems that it's just lawless.
If there's a reduction in the number of officers interested in serving in the traffic corps, you dread to think how that's going to impact, say, for instance, the number of road fatalities that's recorded every year.
Yes, and you can see that's a major issue at the moment in relation to road fatalities. And, you know, if you reduce dedicated members policing the roads, there's going to be a knock-on effect. So we have called for a long time now for the members attached to a dedicated traffic corps to be increased and to be brought up to speed, because numbers of fatalities are increasing on the roads, and that's just a fact. And the more enforcement you have, it's been proven, and you'll have the Road Safety Authority would come out and they would say that. And I've heard them saying that there needs to be more members in the traffic corps. So if everybody is saying it, it has to happen. And that's what we are calling for.
In light of recent incidents, how worried are members for their safety now?
Well, every time a member pulls on the uniform and goes out, and it's happening, and, you know, one time you think at late at night and you hear about all these incidents in darkness late at night. These incidents now are happening in daylight at any time of the day or night, and members now going out, they don't know when they pull on the uniform, whether they're going to come back home, whether they're going to come back home safe. And it's a major worry for families of these members as well, and the stress it causes when they hear about these incidents. And it could happen to any one of us when we pull on the uniform and go out to work.
The whole job description of serving in an An Garda Síochána has changed dramatically, one could argue, perhaps over the last 20, 30 years. One time there would have been a huge maybe level of respect for serving members. Has that respect seemed to have eradicated in many ways when it comes to the dealings with the general public at present?
Well, certainly we've seen over the last number of years, assaults in particular have increased on members, and it just seems to be fear out there that there's no consequences for that sort of thing when members are assaulted and when they come up against these incidents. So I would say over the last number of years, there seems to be a little more of a breakdown in society. And it's not that you go out seeking or commanding respect, but society in general has gone that way. From An Garda Síochána's point of view, it's about putting the resources in place. You know, recruitment and retention is a major issue. We have highlighted that there are ways and means of increasing recruitment. There are ways and means of retaining members. We've outlined that to the government. We've outlined that to the commissioner. So far, it's fallen on deaf ears. So they have to get serious about it. And, you know, if they want to improve outcomes, if they want to have a safer society, they have to put their money where their mouth is and improve the terms and conditions of our members.